morning, sir. The Honorable Mr. Rui Kiwanis will serve as the lead for your hearing, so just hold on, sir.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
What is it?
Can you hear me clearly?
It's a little echoed, but I can hear you.
Well, thank you. We are having a little bit of technical problems with the echo. Let me see if I can adjust my microphone. Is that any better?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Edward Willits Popovich, 292175.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 4th, 2018. Is that correct, Mr.
Yes,
Popovich?
That's correct.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing an attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us, but in the hearing room today, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of our bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay, pleasure to meet all of you.
Thank you, sir. Before we get started, I need to swear you. I believe you have support in the room. And Mr. Westby, in. So, Mr. Popovich, just 1 second. Is it Sabrina Popovich?
Ms. Yes.
Sabrina Popovich and Mr. Westby, do you all solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, so you affirm.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And Mr. Popovich on the phone?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Mr. Popovich, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. With phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind, there's a separate motion that passes these hearings from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by you being in possession of an illegal drug at Maricopa Reentry Center on August 16, 2018. Mr. Popovich, is this true or false?
This is false.
Okay, thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number five is demonstrated by you being in possession of drug paraphernalia at the Maricopa Reentry Center on August 16, 2018. Mr. Popovich, is this true or false?
False.
Okay. Mr. Popovich, based on your submissions of false, we're going to take further information regarding these allegations from our in-house community corrections officer. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for a few questions. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Popovich. Mr. Westby.
On August 13, 2018, the offender was accepted back into the MRC program and sanctioned 14 days while awaiting acceptance into the IT Engine Board MAP program. On August 16, 2018, the offender did not follow MRC staff directives to report to the multipurpose room during canine searches. The offender stopped outside the building to smoke and had to be directed multiple times to report into the multipurpose room. On August 16th, 2018, K-9 discovered a positive hit on a pack of cigarettes that was on the ground outside of the Sunrise Building. MRC staff opened the pack of cigarettes to discover a syringe and a black tar-like substance inside. On August 16th, 2018, the cameras were revealed and evidence showed that offender Popovich Edward, 292175, was in possession of the cigarette box and tried to inconspicuously drop it on the ground. According to MRC staff, the offender was questioned and he admitted to being in possession of the substance. On August 16, 2018, the offender was returned to custody due to his possession of the substance and failure to follow MRC program rules. On August 16, 2018, the offender was transported to ASPC Phoenix, Alhambra without incident.
Okay, Mr. Popovich, we do have two allegations. The second one's similar, so we'll have that read in a moment. But what is false about the first allegation?
Wait, can you repeat that again?
What do you say is false about allegation number one?
The allegation number one is, first I'd like to ask if anybody there has reviewed the videotape. Because in the videotape, it clearly shows, because they even told me at MRC that they didn't, there was me and another inmate where they found the hit on it, and they told us that they didn't know who had dropped it. And I never admitted to being in possession of it. I admitted to seeing a pack of cigarettes on the ground there.
Okay, sir, I will tell you in good faith that we have not reviewed the videotape, but we do take the information that's provided to us by the parole officers on good faith. And I will ask you, did you review the videotape?
No, but via Sergeant Apple, the sergeant that was on duty at that time, he had came to the holding cell that I was being detained in, and word to mouth told me that they, due to the way the video tape is pointed, that they couldn't prove whether it was me or the other inmate who laid it there.
Okay, sir. I'm going to go ahead and look for 1 second. Yes, Mr. Westby.
Yes, speaking of Sergeant Apple, attached to the warrant there is an information report that he wrote where he states on here that cameras were reviewed and evidence showed that Defender Popovich was in possession of the box. Basically, this is just mirroring what's an allegation. He conspicuously dropped it on the ground, and the video clip was saved to the MRC evidence folder. So, for the report that Sergeant Apple wrote, he didn't review the video clip, and it did show that he was in possession. He dropped it on the ground.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. And while I have you, Mr. Westby, why don't you go ahead and read allegation number two?
Allegation number two is exactly the same as allegation number one. However, if you want me to read it, I will. On August 13, 2018, the offender was accepted back in the MRC program and sanctioned for 14 days while awaiting acceptance into the ITH or MEP program. On August 16, 2018, the offender did not follow MRC staff directives to report to the multipurpose room during canine searches. The offender stopped outside the building to smoke and had to be directed multiple times to report into the multipurpose room. On August 16, 2018, K-9 discovered a positive hit on a pack of cigarettes that was on the ground outside of the Sunrise Building. MRC staff opened the pack of cigarettes to discover a syringe and black tar-like substance inside. On August 16, 2018, the cameras were reviewed and evidence showed that offender Popovich Edward, 292175, was in possession of the cigarette box and tried to inconspicuously drop it on the ground. According to MRC staff, the offender was questioned and he admitted to being in possession of the substance. On August 16, 2018, the offender was returned to custody due to his possession of the substance and failure to follow MRC program rules. On August 16, 2018, the offender was transported to ASPC Phoenix, Alhambra without evidence. And there is also attached to the copy of the warrant the same IR per allegation number one.
Okay, Mr. Popovich, we do have that report that was attached by Sergeant Apple, so I'll ask you again, what is false about allegation number two?
Well, I mean, it's worded exactly the same as allegation number one. I never admitted to being in possession of anything. I admitted to seeing the cigarette box on the ground. Totally, Sergeant Apple in this report is completely twisting my words. From me saying, yes, I saw the cigarette box on the ground to me, yes, I had the cigarette box. And also on that, I never once disobeyed any direct orders. It was very early in the morning. As soon as I stepped outside, there was a large group of inmates right there. I lit a cigarette. As soon as they directed us to the multipurpose room, I went directly to the multipurpose room. I was never asked twice, nothing of the sort.
Okay, sir. I am going to go ahead and make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two. So if you'll just stay on the phone, I'll make that motion, we'll go on it, and we'll get back to you for phase two, okay, sir?
Okay, thank you so much.
Based on information provided to us in warrant number 2018W2383, as well as information from the Department of Corrections, I move to find Mr. Popovich delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have, without lapse in a couple of ways, or company.
Second.
I agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Board Chairman Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Popovich, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. So just remain on the phone. We'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Mr. Westby.
On May 15th, 2018, Mr. Popovich was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested on August 16th, 2018, by ABC staff, no new charges. He was back in UC custody on August 16th, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of February 11th, 2018, 07 days. During conviction, 2015, left the means of transportation, 3.5 years. Prior convictions, 2014, trafficking and stolen property, 9 months. 2015, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. 2015, criminal impersonation, 10 months. This is his second term with USLE. CUIR score, 3-4. Mental health score, 3. Substance abuse score, 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, drugs, disorderly conduct, and violence noted. Other arrest, 2009, assault in Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. There were 2 counts on that. And several drug-related arrests. However, all the other arrests resulted in charges that were either dismissed or not filed. His community risk score is a G3B4.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Popovich. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections on May 15, 2018. Approved to reside at the Sobriety Experience located at 7740 East Shea Boulevard in Scottsdale. On June 5th, 2018, Community Corrections Officer Vance made telephone contact with the program director who stated that you changed your place of residence on June 3rd, 2018. You changed your place of residence without prior approval. On June 7, 2018, you were approved to reside at Sanctuary Solar Living at 3935 East Mission Lane, Phoenix, Arizona. On July 12, 2018, we corrected Dr. Vance made contact with Dennis, the coordinator of Sanctuary Solar Living, who stated you were discharged from the program on June 29, 2018. On July 13, 2018, you were sanctioned to the Maricopa Reentry Center, located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. That's indicating that this is, or this seems to be the last place that you live, is that correct, Mr. Popovich?
Is that MRC?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Were you able to pursue any employment during your period of community corrections?
I was not.
Okay, thank you. The foreground notes that you referred to task for in your analysis, but the court meant you failed to submit urine samples on May 15th and June 25th, 2018. You submitted urine samples that tested positive for opiates on June 4th, 2018 and August 13th, 2018. You submitted negative urine samples on June 29th, July 16th, July 22nd, July 23rd, July 24th, July 27th, and August 1st, 2018, and we commend you for that. On June 20th, 2018, you referred to Charles and Father Charles for substance abuse programming. On June 29th, 2018, you established an initial appointment at Potter's House in Phoenix for substance abuse programming. On July 13th, 2018, you were placed into the MRC sanctions program due to continued drug use. Sanctions notes on June 29th, 2018, you were staffed by Community Corrections Officer Bullock due to missed urine sample. You admitted to the use of heroin approximately 3 times since your release from prison. And again, that's in our sanctions notes. You were sanctioned to substance abuse program from Potter's House and a 3-day sanction at MRC. On July 13th, 2018, you were addressed by Community Corrections Officer due to your discharge from sanctuary sober living because of drug use. Violation was staffed with Community Corrections Officer, was that Senior Community Corrections Officer Allen? And you were sanctioned to the American Reentry Center for 7 days, pending placement into ITH. On August 9, 2018, you were discharged from MRC discharged to attend medical appointments. On August 13, 2018, you reported back to MRC and were placed into sanctions program pending replacement back to ITH. And finally, on August 16, 2018, you returned to custody due to being found in possession of drugs and a syringe. So, Mr. Popovich, I recognize that you stated false for the 2 allegations, but am I correct that you had ongoing problems with drug abuse?
Yes, that is correct. All my problems have been based around my drug use.
And
can I speak or is it?
No, that's
right. I just wanted to state, in May of this year, I was released from prison. I was released and I left prison with a drug problem. I was using in prison. I got out and it just, everything overwhelmed me. I tried and I got back into the drug use, and then when I was ready to seek treatment, me and my PO got ready, and I was looking into Potter's House, and then he sent me to MRC. I got into the ITH program, and I was doing good. I was 30 days into it, no problems. I was doing great. Then, out of the blue one day, they decided to medically discharge me. I spoke to the deputy warden before they medically discharged me, begging them not to medically discharge me, to just simply take me to the doctors themselves and bring me back due to the fact that I was scared of a relapse if I was out there without supervision. They disagreed and they medically discharged me. 3 days later, I returned back and I was stuck. I didn't get to go back into the ITH program. I had to go back into the sanctions program. And at this point, I was put in there, and this place, MRC, I mean, I know you guys, the state's trying to help with this place, but that Sunrise building is completely overrun with drugs, and it wasn't a good spot for me. Like, it wasn't really what it was supposed to be. But while I was in the ITH program, I was doing great. I was 30 days in. I was about to get my visits. Like, everything was going fine, and then they medically discharged me, and then all this happened.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
Yeah.
I have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Popovich, most of the questions that I would ask routinely have already been asked, because this case does relate to possession of drugs inside the MRC. So I will ask your supporter if she would like to approach the podium. this today, but the protocol is that you state your name.
My name is Sabrina Popovich. I'm Ed's mother.
Thank you very much, ma'am. And what would you like to share with the board today?
Ed was doing good in this program at MRC. When he called me the evening that I had to go pick him up, he explained to me it was because of medical, that he had been told by other clients there that you can ask to go to the hospital. Ed has hepatitis C. Mm-hmm. And so he had told me his liver hurt, and that's why he asked. MRC, against anything I stood for, put him on methadone. And I had said to Ed, they're replacing your addiction with another one. I have a daughter who's an RN. She said, Mom, that drug is attacking his liver. With his high level of hepatitis C, he should not be on it. Ed was with me and Deborah, Peruvian. I believe you all, I gave you a letter from her during the 3 days that he was out. There would have been no way Ed could have got a hold of heroin or a needle. He was with us. And during that time, Deborah's a clinical psychologist, and I believe I gave 4 copies of her letter to you, or 5. She stated that was the first time Ed, because she's known Ed. After this counseling, MCR did a lot for my son. He didn't want to leave. For the first time in his life, he was getting the help he needed. His addiction started. I was married for 30 years, had 6 children. His addiction came after my divorce from my ex-husband, his father. He gave him pills because Ed has a bad back. Then he refused to give him pills, and this I've been told by my other children, because I was in Central America at the time living. Then he instructed Ed to go to a doctor, and these pills were oxycodone. Thank God, the doctor realized after several months of Ed being on those pills that there was an addiction problem with that drug. So he took Ed off the pills. By then, Ed was addicted. So Ed turned to heroin. And I think you know the rest of what happened. I'm asking the board, I met with this very nice lady, Sue Hancock, and she agreed with me about methadone. It's just replacing another addiction for a new one. She told me there's something called Suboxone, and that's what Ed should have been given. I really would like to see Ed do it with no drug, because my kids say, I just don't understand this addiction he has. So I'm asking you, there's a 90-day other program I can't afford to put him. I put him in different sober living houses until I couldn't do it anymore. So I'm asking if he can get reinstated into a program. She told me there's one called VIVRE. She said it's a RCBM program, a 90-day program. So I'm asking the board if you will let my son go to a program. And I want to add, I don't know where Ed would have got heroin or a needle to go into that program. I'm a caretaker at a very high-end home here in Scottsdale. The people know my son. He was there with us. There was no communication with any of his old friends. And when he was with Deborah, it was just Deborah and Tom. So I don't know where this heroin or the needle could come from. Thank you.
1 second, ma'am. Any questions from the board members? Thank you for appearing before the board, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Popovich, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us. But this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know and understand before we deliberate?
Yeah, I just first off like to thank all of you for having this hearing for me today. And I just ask that you guys can show some mercy and see that all the crimes and everything I've ever dealt with has all been because of this addiction, and see that, you know, this isn't really the situation I need. I need treatment, and I ask that you guys can grant that for me.
Thank you, Mr. Popovich. I want to ask you before we go into discussion, it was the wrong question I didn't ask, and that is, have you been able to stay clean?
Have I been able to stay clean since I was delivered to El Hermo?
Yes.
Yes, I've been clean the entire time. They weaned me off of heroin. Right now, I could pass any type of UA.
Thank you very much, sir.
Absolutely.
The board will be going into discussion. It may sound like I'm speaking to you directly.
Mr. Quinones?
Oh, yes. Pardon me. Mr. Westby.
Yeah, I was reviewing the program notes to try to see if there was any sort of notation about methadone. As far as community corrections, we don't actively send people, refer people to methadone. His counselors may have done that, but that's, you know, they're contracted with MRC, but not, they're not Department of Corrections employees that are contracted.
Yeah, that was MRC that did it. Right. We have a program there.
Well, you can see that when he had his intake on August 13th, which was 3 days prior to this incident that occurred with the canine unit searches, his UA task unit was positive for opiates. So, just adding that information in there.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, Mr. Popovich, but is the board discussing a case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona? We do not discuss these cases before the hearing. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Popovich. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I will say as one individual voting board member, I certainly have empathy for people that are struggling with addiction. We see quite a bit of it. Frankly, we see an exceptional amount of addiction before this board, especially in this day and age with methamphetamine, the resurgence of the heroin epidemic, as well as prescription opiates. And I recognize at least the public health piece of the problem. Unfortunately, it's also a criminal problem. And when individuals are continually feeding that habit, they're caught up in, I think, a greater criminal cycle to include dealing with obtaining the drugs just in a black market, let alone measures taken to feed that habit. So what I'll say to begin the discussion is, I think it's positive that Mr. Popovich wants treatment, but he was given numerous opportunities during community supervision, as we have seen there were numerous moves when he was inside, when he was on community supervision. And at moments such as these, my take, so to speak, is that someone's asking for a second chance, but it seems that there are numerous chances that happened up to this point. And I'm just not finding Mr. Popovich is suitable for returning to committee supervision, but I am also open to the input and wisdom of my colleagues. Well, we're going to make a motion, and that is based on information provided to us in Law Number 2018-W2383, a discussion with Mr. Popovich, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke committee supervision as Mr. Popovich was delinquent, violated in terms and conditions of supervision, and have lapsed or is about to lapse in a co-merger company, inasmuch that he had ongoing struggles with drug abuse while he was on committee supervision, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by our board chair, Dr. Wright, and Mr. Neal. I apologize because I need to check some wrong boxes here. We've got them in the right order. So again, it was seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Mr. Popovich, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about February 2019. I recognize that they sound like a long way away, but it's just a matter of months. So we encourage you to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections to put together a plan for your safe return to the community in February, and we hope to see you return to the community sober and productive. We recognize also that you have an ongoing problem, so we do wish you the best in your recovery. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Mr. Popovich, we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your community corrections officer. Thank you. Pardon me, your CO3. Thank you.
Yes.